USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
Well, we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free almost 2 years after Russian troops invaded their country. Pharmacies across the country in the U.S. are having trouble filling customer orders because of a cyber attack. Corey Myers has details.
That attack on Change Healthcare allows pharmacies to receive the prescription, but isn't allowing pharmacies to bill insurance. CVS and Walgreens are aware of the outage and say, as far as they can tell, they've not been affected. Some smaller pharmacy groups asking if they could wait a couple days to fill their medication until that outage is fixed.
Republican politicians are accusing President Biden's brother James Biden of lying about his business career during their closed-door interview earlier in the week. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, among the lawmakers claiming the president's younger brother was dishonest, she spoke on Fox Business.
I believe James Biden committed perjury on the stand. Everything about the Biden brand is nothing but perjury and lies. These guys cannot tell the American people or investigators or those behind closed doors in these depositions. They cannot tell the truth.
House Republicans have yet to uncover any evidence of wrongdoing that involves President Biden. A Georgia judge will decide if Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from the election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Georgia State Senator Elena Parent defended D.A. Willis.
Fonnie Willis, as she said immortally, is not on trial.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The Harris County Medical Examiner's Office in Houston has determined the cause of death for 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham. The ruling is homicidal violence with blunt head trauma. The girl's body was found Tuesday submerged in the Trinity River. She had been tied to a large rock. 42-year-old Don McDougal is held without bond in the Polk County Jail, charged with capital murder in the case. Utah Republican Congressman Burgess Owens says Americans across the country are feeling the impact of the Biden administration's border policy. He spoke on Fox Business Mornings with Maria.
This is one of the things that the Democratic Party, they overstepped the bounds. They didn't realize that once the people in their districts, their cities begin to feel the pain of those in red states, that there's going to be a revolution, a rebellion.
Border funding's been stalled in Congress after the Senate passed billions of dollars in foreign aid without changes to border policy. The White House calling on Republicans in Congress to stop blocking a bipartisan border security deal that was endorsed by border agents. Major League Baseball facing a wave of complaints surrounding the performance jerseys introduced by Nike and produced by Fanatics. The Major League Baseball Players Association is actively seeking feedback from its members regarding the controversial see-through pants, with hopes of implementing changes before opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred has acknowledged the issues, stating adjustments will be made to various aspects of the uniforms. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.